You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you and prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW. Let us surprise you.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
The Dave Glover Show is sponsored by the Michaels Flooring Outlet, the flooring experts. IGotFloored.com.
Andrew, is this song for Braxton and Steve?
Yeah.
Boys are back.
Yeah, I thought it was appropriate.
Every Tuesday, we get together with a couple of our pals, usually on opposite sides of the aisle, and we kick around topics. Right now, we have primaries and elections coming up, so we'll be talking a lot about that. Braxton Payne is here. He works with Michael Kelly and my son Nick as well. Steve Ellman, of course, you know, the poobah of St. Charles County, trying to remain the chief executive out there. Braxton, let me start with you. Steve's focused on his campaign, which is a big campaign, which we're going to talk about. But you are involved with lots of them. Mm-hmm. Is there an overall vibe this year of, you know?
Yeah, well, I think obviously we're in primary season. So a lot of it's focused on if you're in a Democratic primary, you know, it's who can go a little bit farther left to get the base vote. And same thing in Republican primary, who can go a little bit right. But I really think what's interesting this cycle in the state of Missouri is that Amendment 4 and Amendment 5 are really sucking up a lot of the air and
sure
energy.
Sure are, yeah.
Not only just the ad revenue, right? I mean, you hear it on this station, you hear it on television, you see digital ads for it constantly. But they're also sucking up a lot of the energy. So a lot of the energy from what I would consider the left side of the crowd, which would be the no on 4, no on Amendment 5, but even in these Republican primaries, a lot of these state Senate races, I mean, you have candidates that are split whether or not they're for Amendment 5, which was a Kehoe priority, so, and also on Amendment 4. So I see a lot of energy and a lot of volunteers go into that. So a lot of these other races, ranging from St. Louis County Executive, St. Charles County Executive, state Senate races. I'm doing a race in Jackson County, which is in Kansas City, that a lot of voters are still undecided when we're just a week out because of all the energy that Amendment 4 and Amendment 5 has been sucking up.
Well, the amendments may be sucking up the air, but they're sure creating a lot of interest.
Yeah,
we've been doing early voting for a week now, and we've had twice the turnout.
Hmm.
That we did 2 years ago during that same week.
Yeah.
And actually, our director of elections, Kurt Barr, actually predicted 40% instead of 20%.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
2 years ago, there were 280,000 voters in St. Charles County who voted for Mike Kehoe, the Republican, in November that didn't bother to vote in the Republican primary. So I'm hoping that a lot of those folks... And I don't know why that was. I think there's a lot of people maybe don't think of themselves as Republican, but they still vote that way in November when they have a choice. But, you know, in St. Charles County, whoever wins that Republican primary has a real good chance of winning in November. So if you care about the future of St. Louis City, you ought to vote in that Democratic primary, right? Because that's where it's going to be decided, and it's just the opposite in St. Charles.
Are most of the elections like that these days, that it's really decided in the primary?
I would say a good majority of them, especially in a state like Missouri. The congressional races, as you know, there was severely gerrymandered, and probably going to Emmanuel Cleaver in Kansas City is probably going to lose in November. And then you have the second district, which was in 2020 a little bit more competitive with Ann Wagner. And we'll see who comes out of that Democratic primary. It shifted a little bit more towards Trump. It voted like 3 or 4 percentage points closer to Trump now under the new lines. I think the Democrats were hopeful that they could come in there before the lines were redrawn. But you're also seeing a competitive primary there in a race that that Ann Wagner is probably the favorite. But yes, majority of the races are definitely decided in primaries. And that's why it's so important. And what we tell and what I tell people that are voting, no matter if they're in St. Charles, I grew up in St. Charles. I grew up in St. Peter's. You know, my mom is a Democrat. You know, I'm telling her to pull a Republican ballot because I think that is so important because you are that who's going to represent you is most likely going to be a Republican. And yeah, you would like a say in that. Same thing with my Republican friends in St. Louis City and also St. Louis County is that you want to make sure that you have a voice. And that's the downfall. And I know we've talked about it, Kevin, on the show before. Of partisan primaries is that you don't get the vote for maybe the candidate that you want in November because you have to pick a party primary. And I know family members that will not vote in primaries because they don't want to go pick a side. They don't want to go pick a ballot. They want to vote for both sides. And that's a disappointment. And that's what, you know, but that's the system that we have in Missouri.
I think it's very sad that we don't have the proper motivation to vote twice, to vote in the general and vote in primaries. And I'm holding my hand up because I don't think I've ever voted in a primary. I'm that classic guy that didn't understand. It wasn't until Hancock and Kelly, maybe 2 years ago, I said, why is the world on fire? And they're like, because of primaries, you know, like everyone is extreme in the primary because that's the whole election. I'm like, oh, my God, I didn't know that.
What I think is so interesting in a place like Georgia, right? You have partisan primaries in the state of Georgia. But if it's a special election, you have what is considered a jungle primary. So you can have 3 Democrats, 2 Republicans all running on the same ballot. The top 2 vote getters go out and you can vote on them in the next election. But that's only for special elections. So for regular elections in November, you still have the partisan primaries, which I think is so interesting is if they can have a system one way and not the other. But you're seeing places like California, Alaska. It's not just Republicans and Democrats that are doing these jungle primaries. I think it makes sense moving forward.
Well, it sounds like what we're doing with petitions, initiative petitions versus petitions from the legislature. We got there'll be 2 sets of rules if that passes.
Yeah, and that's, you know, Amendment 4 is only goes after, like as County Executive Ellman said, is only goes after citizen-led initiatives. So if, you know, everyone in this room, if you know, Wheels, you sign a petition and you want something to go to the ballot, well, no matter what the issue is, you want the Cardinals to play 24 hours every day of the year. And that's an issue. And he gets enough people to sign it. And we got enough people in all the congressional districts, it goes to the ballot. And if, you know, 50% plus one vote on it, it becomes law. Now, that would be change under this, under Amendment 4, is you would have to pass in all 8 congressional districts. That means about 5% of, if you do the math, 5% of the state could cancel the entire will of the entire 95 others.
Yeah.
95% of the others. But as County Executive Ellman pointed out, that is only for citizen-led initiatives. So therefore, if the legislatures decide, hey, I want the Cardinals to play 23 hours, I want to put it on there, it passes with 51% of the vote, sounds great. But that only changes it.
Well, and things. you know it, that benefit, which party that benefits right now. But I've been around long enough. I remember the Hancock Amendment, which Republicans were trying to get some control over taxation, couldn't get the Democrats in Jeff City to do anything. So they did an initiative petition, and it passed rather easily. But it wouldn't have passed, you know, if it had to pass in St. Louis City and County. So, whichever way you do, it may help one party now, but who knows, 10, 20 years from now, it may be just the opposite.
I'll tell you where I'm a no on 4, because just very simply, I don't like anything that takes power from the people. And I'm a no on 5, although early on I was like, oh, okay, you know, get rid of the income tax. I make enough money, that'll be a good chunk of change, then I can try to control my spending. But once I really looked at it and listened to a few people who I respect, it's just half-baked to me. It's too big a deal to have so many loose ends.
It's too open-ended.
I like the governor. I trust the governor. If he were here, I'd tell him the same thing. But like, man, if you're going to do this big thing, give us the details. That's where I'm at. How about you guys?
Amen. Yeah, I feel the same way. And of course, as a taxpayer, Yeah, I'd love to get rid of the income tax.
Just prove to me that I'm not going to get hosed on the other side.
Yeah, but as somebody who needs tax revenue to run our government, I'm concerned about what kind of taxes are going to replace it, and the cure may be worse than the disease.
Yeah, that's too much trust.
I mean, you're seeing, it's been framed a lot of times, the everything tax, because everything could be taxed. As to your point, Kevin, it's open-ended. We don't know what could end up being replacement of that. And also, I believe it repeals the Hancock Amendment, which the voters also passed. And so, therefore, we're going to be able to raise sales tax as much as anybody wants. And those are the things that I think are important as we look. And I also look at Jefferson City, right? I know in this room that some people are in favor of term limits. I am not, because I do think in places like Jefferson City, you have somebody in the state Senate for 8 years, they leave, and then you have somebody new replace them, and they don't have the institutional knowledge. So you know what that means? It's that the lobbyists and the special interests control that environment. I mean, you go around Jeff City, the people that have the most knowledge, know how government works, knows how to get bills passed, it's the lobbyists. It's not the legislatures. Hmm. So therefore, if Amendment 5 were to pass, who's going to control writing those new laws? It's not going to be the people. It's not going to be the legislature. It's going to be the lobbyists and the special interests that are really going to be able to carve out the tax for who else. And whoever has the most money and the most power will get that carve out and won't have that tax on their special industry. But it's still going to be the gas and the groceries that'll get taxed, because that's the easiest thing to do.
We have a lot to talk about. Why don't we do this, Andrew? Let's take an early break, and we'll come back and give ourselves a nice long segment after this. Want to talk to Steve about his race. Want to talk in particular about Jason Law making some news with his AI ads, and a lot of people think that it's a bridge too far. We'll talk about that when we come back. DGS and KMWX.
A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between thinking about photography school and selling your portraits online. It's the difference between giving away those cookies you just made for free and running your cookie empire. A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between having a movie reviewing hobby and a movie reviewing career. Squarespace, because no matter what you're into, a website makes it real. Use offer code THEDIFFERENCE for 30% off every plan. Terms and conditions apply.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
Welcome back, guys. DGS and KMOX. Happy Tuesday to you. Tomorrow we're here. Rach is gone all week. Thursday is a day game, so that's probably off. Then back on Friday. Whole team is back together on Monday. Right now we're doing the Think Tank with Braxton Payne and Steve Ellman. So Steve is in a race with Jason Law, who we had on the show recently. Nice guy. Bill Eigel, who hasn't been on yet, but he's certainly welcome. We're open to anybody. And I've not seen the ads yet. I can't believe I haven't seen them on my television. But I've been reading some articles about Jason Law putting out some AI videos. One of them in particular where you're sleeping, doing like the Sleepy Joe kind of thing. First of all, when you saw that, just how did it hit you?
Well, it made me more and more aware that all the kind of guardrails that we've had in place in the past when it comes to politics, they're no longer there.
Sort of unwritten rules.
All the unwritten rules, the golden rule, I guess most. And shoot, we had, we got 10 commandments. We got the 10 commandments, and the 9th one says, thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. And there's a lot of lying going on in politics nowadays, to the point where I'm wondering whether reasonable people in the future are going to even get involved. Now, on this particular thing, I got thick skin, and I can take a joke. But you know, people say we got you have a First Amendment right to say what you want, and my opponent certainly has a right to say that. But does my opponent have the right to put the words in my mouth? And that's basically what they did. And if you can do that, where is the limit?
Yeah.
Can you go ahead and take your opponent and show him committing a crime using AI? You know, can you show him, you know, kissing a woman that's not his wife or his spouse? You know, I mean, you know, where is the limit and where are the guardrails? And I think whatever happens to me next Tuesday, one of the things I want to really work on when the legislature comes back is some legislation to go ahead and set some guardrails on how and when you can use this AI. And I don't think there's First Amendment problems with it. And if the legislature won't do it, I think that somebody needs to file a lawsuit. We need to let the judges. But I'd much rather the legislators decide where the guardrails are.
Yeah, what I think is really interesting is, in general, like AI is deeply unpopular among the voters. I mean, it is something. I mean, the Democratic Party, I think, is a little less unpopular than AI. So if that tells you anything about where my party stands right now nationwide. But so using it, but I've not seen it just in the county executive's race. I mean, you see Lori Rook's state senate race. They're using her as parading around like Ruth Bader Ginsburg, saying that she's for DEI and gay rights in a Republican primary. I haven't seen it. What I think is also interesting, I haven't seen it in really any Democratic primaries. I do think that that would have some severe backlash. You do see it also. What I think is interesting is the president uses AI often. So it's become a little bit more mainstream on his official White House channel. He likes to use AI. And one of the things just working in the ad space and doing a lot of these political ads, you know, the cost of a shoot is expensive. And if you're able to use AI tools in any aspect, whether it be, you know, and I don't know if you've seen the Lego ad for No on Amendment 4. I mean, yes, it's animation, but it is, you know, used partially with AI. But that is a way to cut on costs. You're not going to have, you know, actual
but
Legos
also cuts
moving.
People's jobs.
Yeah. Well,
you know, we get a lot of politicians talking about jobs. Well, that takes human beings out of work.
Yes. Right. So one of the things is with that, then that's interesting that you say that, because one of the things is sure, it may take out of some animation, but there are also jobs being created through AI. And that's one of the things that was really interesting is I've had offers to do AI political ads this cycle. I've obviously said no, but the cost can be significant. I mean, I did a shoot for a client. And it was $25,000. I mean, that is not a cheap, and you could probably do an AI ad for $5,000. What I think is interesting with the county executive's race and Jason Law's ad, he didn't just do a negative ad. He also did a positive ad that was AI himself. And if you look at him in his news interviews, I'm sorry, but the AI ad, he looks much better in his AI ad that he does. And that, and to the federal guidelines, I also want the federal guidelines to, we need federal help on this. And we know that the federal government moves very slow. And this is something that I think against big tech and how unpopular it is that they could actually put guardrails. I think it's something like 4 states. You have to put a disclaimer that it's AI induced.
Now, Braxton,
and that's it. Only 4 states.
Braxton, are you saying that AI could help me with my face?
I'm saying if you are sleepy, huh? Then I don't know. I mean, that is a ridiculous assessment. And my just knowing you for several and being in the studio with you, but knowing you for over a decade, I think that's outrageous. I mean, I don't want to speak too nice of you because, you know, I'm a Democrat and you know, I don't know how well that would help you in your race. So
endorsed by Braxton Payne.
I'll just revert back to the Ninth Amendment. And, you know, there's been a lot of conservatives wanting to put the Ten Commandments in the classrooms. I suggest while they're at it, they put it in the consultants' offices.
That may okay? be follow them first, and then and, you can think
and,
about other people.
And let's get rid of the lying, and let's get rid of the using AI to put your words in somebody else's mouth.
Good luck next week, buddy.
Thank you, man.
All right. I'll tell you guys about Mosby Building Arts. And I've said it before, I was emotional when Mosby reached out to me. I've been doing this 26 years pretty successfully, do about as many live endorsements as anyone does or ever has. But when Mosby reached out, I felt like I'd kind of really made it because I grew up with Mosby and listening to KMOX and the Saturday shows with Mr. Mosby, which Rich does now. And so it's a privilege for me to tell you about a company that is so absolutely unquestionably empirically great. They've been doing this for decades. They've stayed at the top of their game doing, you know, home remodeling for all this time. They can remodel any room in your house. Right now they're having a freebie sale. If you refinish your basement, they're going to do all the flooring for free. If you love your existing flooring, you got a hookup, take 5% off your project. Same thing with the deck. We'll do all the deck lighting included for free or take 5% off of that. Call 314-909-1800 or check us out at callmosby.com. Welcome back, guys. Thanks for being with us today. Quick little segment here. What's the Clysporia? Is that the disease, the diarrhea disease?
Yeah, that's the explosive
cyclosporia.
Poo.
Yeah, there's cyclosporia. There's now cyclosporia skinny. Where evidently, believe it or not, there are people out there who are documenting their efforts to get this condition. They are seeking out lettuce that they believe was grown on the Taylor Farms farm so that they can get sick, poop for 5 weeks, and lose weight.
Just eat less, man. Right? Eat less, do more. It's not easy to do, by the way. I mean, we all know how hard it is. If it was that easy, then everybody would just do it. But why would you want to make yourself sick when you could just do that instead?
I tend to get it. Tell you guys about my friend John Moriarty at E3 Wealth. Great guy. Let me just kind of focus on John. I've known him for 20 plus years, maybe the whole time I've been on the show. And he used to do my show on 97.1 a bunch. He had his own show for about 7 years. He's a great guy. Just really, really cool dude. I really like him. I really trust him. And he's one of those guys who's just freaky smart when it comes to this. I don't know how good he is at English composition or how good he is at trigonometry. But when it comes to financial planning and business coaching for people who own businesses and who are entrepreneurs, there's really no one else in St. Louis that does it the way John does it, as successfully as he does it. So here's the deal. You own a business, you have an entrepreneurship, you're at your level right now. You want to be at a different level. Maybe that's just leveling up. Maybe it's passing the business on to your kids. Maybe it's selling the business on the open market. Whatever it is, John can and will help. It's as easy as going to e3wealth.com, booking an appointment, get some pancakes with him, go into his office, see what you think.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team. But not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
People say, "I got you," all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShare's got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over 1 million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WeShare. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. We share health. We got you.
What you're listening to presumably doesn't suck, so neither should your sound system. Sonos lets you listen seamlessly from room to room. Same great sound, expertly tuned, astonishingly clear. It's not magic, but it's not not magic.